Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
So Kim and I are on the porch, chilling with the child.
He loves to be outside.
Yep. Van is how old now? 29 weeks?
7 months old.
Is that 7 months?
About 7 months.
Just did his 29th week photos, and I'm excited about those because Taylor needs, if she sends me all 29 weeks, I'm going to make a morph. I wonder if she stops doing it.
She's going to do it at a year.
At a year?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to have them all just morph and you'll see them change.
I think she's planning on making a little book.
He'll go from tiny little bird to full-grown toddler.
Yay.
Boy.
We're clapping his feet.
Yep, foot clap. You don't want a case of the foot clap.
Gross.
We're waiting for my sister Wendy to get here. She's supposed to be bringing her children, and then Carter and I are going to do like an art
class.
Camp, clinic, thing, class, yeah. And, teach the kids how to draw. I think it might just be an excuse for my sister to dump her kids off somewhere.
Oh,
I don't know.
That's not nice.
I don't know. She doesn't seem to want to hang around for it.
She doesn't?
Oh, I don't know. Is she? Maybe she is.
I think she is. Oh. That was rude.
No, I don't mean it rude. I just mean it seems like she maybe
that
had stuff she wanted to do.
That was a rude brother thing to say.
She's going to go visit friends or something, I thought. Maybe not. Maybe
I
have that wrong.
I don't know.
But that puts us on the eve of the family reunion, which means... Well, hey, bud.
He's excited about the family reunion.
Family up from Phoenix, family here from Minnesota, and then a lot of people from around here.
Yeah,
but
most
not too bad.
From
it's
here.
Not too crazy, numbers
about
wise.
30 people maybe total.
Yeah, about 30. Will they all be here tomorrow? Is everybody going to be here?
So, all but a couple of them.
Okay.
A couple of them working.
Nick doesn't work, right?
Nope. Nick got the day off.
Yay! So we're just chilling on the porch with the baby now. Kim made the comment as I came out here that maybe this is the future for us.
Sitting on the porch.
Sitting on the porch.
We're
going to
need a couple of rockers.
Yep.
And
what else do you want out here?
I could be quilting while I sit out here.
I need to start smoking cigars.
No, a pipe.
Oh, pipe killed my grandpa. I don't want a pipe.
Okay.
Well, I'm terrified of pipes.
It's just as bad for you.
That's because I watched him do it and then watched him die. So I was like, well, what's the matter, bud? What?
He's just yelling.
He's not even upset. He just likes to fake cough. Likes to make noises that aren't really his to make.
What's up, buddy? Hi.
You're getting a super sticky note value pack.
Oh, yeah.
Coming today?
Yep. Thank
Tomorrow.
You. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Sorry, my watch went off. Anyway.
We're just going to talk about all the stuff.
So, what do you
There's
want to talk
Amazon
about?
Amazon shipment.
This is just diary, so we can do anything. This cool. isn't like, there's no structure. We probably should do a proper skim on Monday.
Yeah, for sure.
But for today, I don't know, let's talk about what it's like to have a little duder here with us.
Oh, it's so much fun!
You were always stoked, always ready. Oh, Barfy McBarfs. Is he gagging himself or what?
I don't know. Or is we fed him treat food.
That could do it.
Taylor was there, though. It's not like we did it.
It's because it's her fault because she feeds him mostly healthy all the time, and then suddenly...
Oh, it's her fault?
Suddenly she's...
like, it's her fault.
She's pinching a cookie off and saying, here, have a cookie now.
Well, a little bite.
But anyway...
Just a bite. It's Kim, also that he's jumping up and down.
Kim was excited from day one. I was excited, but just like when I had my first kid, his mother, I got worried about dumb stuff. Like,
well,
I'm old now.
I'm old and am I ready to be a grandpa? And I'm like,
I'm too young to be a grandpa.
You are as soon as you are one. It has nothing to do with age.
I know it doesn't. I could have... Let's pretend for a minute that I got you pregnant in high school. This didn't happen, by the way. But
no, because we didn't know each other in high school.
Yeah, but let's say we're out on some hot date, some 80s-style date.
80s
you know,
style.
We're at a party, the music's playing, Aha, playing in the background. Take on me. Oh, hello.
Hi.
There's a, speaking of his mother. And then if we'd have had Taylor when we were like in high school, and then let's say Taylor grew up real quick and then had her as soon as she could have a kid, let's say when she's 16. Well, you guys can talk, it's fine.
Oh, you would have been
what would have
early
I been?
40s by the time you were married.
So I'd have been a grandpa when I was like 40.
Ow, buddy.
So it really isn't that big a deal.
Swinging that binky around like a
gosh
weapon.
Dang it, dude.
Nunchuck.
What is that?
Mom's bathroom.
Oh, no.
They're
what have we done?
The bathroom.
Ow.
Babe. We're making it look like you're having a bath.
Oh no, what have we done is what he said.
Like you're taking a bath and you're like, oh, me and my bath and my cigar and my glass of wine.
You might be haunted.
Bathing.
Wait, what wall is it?
The bathroom wall.
Over the,
above
tub.
The tub.
Over the tub. Above
yeah.
the tub?
Yeah.
Above the
yeah,
tub.
Yeah, on the ceiling.
On the
so
ceiling.
They'll fall
oh, the far wall over here by the mirror.
Because Mrs. Johnson in the bathroom.
No,
oh, okay.
That's a window.
Oh, right. There's a window. Then it, wait. Oh, it's the one behind me?
Yes. While you take a bath.
Next to the shower.
A bath.
Yes. Look at the pictures while you take a bath.
Well, what are the pictures of?
They're pictures we already have.
Waterfalls and junk.
Is that Wendy?
Old people
thing. She said she'd be here in 25 minutes.
25?
She's an hour
9
late.
Minutes ago.
She's
an
late. She's supposed to be here at 1.
She's on vacation.
I'm going to play No Man's Sky for another half an hour.
She's on vacation and her kids are out of school still. So you can
that's
do whatever
true.
You want.
I mean, the truth is there's no rush. We're
sorry,
good today.
Sorry.
No, he's fine. We're just talking about him.
Hey, do you want to try some soda bud?
You want some soda bud?
Soda.
What's soda bud?
No. He keeps spitting out.
Yeah,
whatever
he's barfing.
Him.
I think it's the sugary candy he got.
It's horrifying.
What's the matter, Carter? What are you looking for? Oh, yeah. Can we talk about that?
Oh, no.
My daughter, who saves spiders and snails and everything if they're in trouble. She saw a stray cat in the neighborhood and decided to put food out for it. And now
someone else does too, by the way.
And water.
The lady behind us does the same.
She
thing.
Does it too. Well, then that cat's just living large.
Yeah, but that's why I put out water.
But he probably lives somewhere that's feeding him also. But now he's got this hookup. It's lame. Cats are rude.
He's got a side hoe.
Side hoe. Or am I the side?
A side hoe. You're the side hoe.
I am the side hoe.
The side hoe. But have you seen him lately?
Yeah.
He's probably a bloated 9,000 pound monster.
He's a very skinny cat.
He runs from dogs all day.
Will he come up here and eat if it was out, even though we're here, or is he afraid of people?
He's afraid of people.
Why would you want to feed a thing that doesn't like you?
Well, that's not a good attitude to have. That's the reason the Amazon forests are burning down.
Oh, man, I forgot about that. That's bad. You know, that's like 20% of the whole world's lungs. Like, that's all our oxygen, man.
The worst part is there's not a whole lot we can do.
Well, there's nothing any of four of us can do. Five, sorry, bud.
There's definitely nothing you can do
about it. Just smiling.
But your future means you got to go to Mars or something. Because Earth is jacked. Is that what's going to happen? Huh? You want to go underground like the Chud? You want to be a Chud? Cannibalistic humanoid underground dweller? You want to be a Chud? You guys should see his face. He's staring at me. Well, I call him a Chud. You're such a chud. You're such a chud. Look at him smile at the chud. You don't even know what a chud you are.
Close to a bat.
To a bat chud?
Yes.
Chud is a...
It's from a movie.
It's a movie called Chud.
Really close to a naughty word.
Chud? Chode?
Yes.
It's not that dirty.
Don't call my son a chud.
He's not a chode. He's a chud. He's a cannibalistic humanoid underground dweller. Aren't you, bud?
You're getting sleepy. Are you getting sleepy?
We need to toughen him up for when there's no air left.
Yeah.
Is that Wendy?
Not breathe.
Is that Wendy by chance? No?
Dad, lie here till 2.
He just said, I love Grandma. Did you hear it? I love Grandma.
Blah, blah, blah.
Beep, boop, beep.
Is this a diary?
Yeah. It's just a dumb one. We're just on the porch hanging out talking. You want to bite my thumb? It's fine. barf on my finger. Wow.
He's getting teeth. He's a biter.
Ooh, that's tight, bud. He just bit my finger. Charlie bit my finger. Charlie. Hey, I want to see those kids. Aren't they in college now? The Charlie bit my finger kid?
Yeah, they're like 19-ish.
They're older than that. Nick was just like a... They were like earliest of YouTube, I think. They got to be like 20-something. He's laughing. Oh, he stopped. Get him on that side. Come on, like buddy, laugh.
You gotta get all the way in the armpit. Right there.
Ooh, that was a crusty face you gave, isn't it?
I'm gonna get you. Right there.
Wish you guys could see this. He's very cute right now. Yeah. He's smiling hard.
Did you tell him the pee story just barely?
What pee story?
He was in his locker with like the little, like it has the part that like holds his yeah. trunk. And apparently it like pushed his diaper over, so he just peed on the
floor. Did you pee on my
wait,
floor?
I thought it was Raider. So wait, it was in the
why
house?
Why is there a puddle on the floor?
So it squeezed his diaper out and his doodle came out and he shot out the side. Yeah. Fantastic.
Fantastic.
That's Papa's boy. Yeah. You gotta pee on the floor before you can be a man. Just kidding. You don't have to do any of that to be a man. Well, anyway. Do you have anything else you want to say to the people? This is just a very casual one.
To the people?
We're trying to find
Charlie's age.
Charlie who? Oh, the kid? Yeah, let's inform the public before we go. This is important breaking news. The kid who bit Charlie's finger. Or no, Charlie bit his finger. Well, I guess we could find out how old Charlie is.
We should look up the kid's finger, if it's okay.
It's probably just a gnarled up looking stump of a nightmare. He likes it when I do Beaker. Hey, look at me. And nope, he's not into it.
You're way too close to the mic, Dad.
He doesn't care. He doesn't care. No, it's like...
You're going to bleed.
I have it set up so it's not so bad.
In 2015,
okay, here we go.
Charlie was eight? Yeah.
Well, he was the baby, so...
In 2015, Nick was 15.
So eight...
Plus four.
So 12.
He's only 12 years old.
He's 12. His brother is
probably like 17.
15.
15? Okay, they were younger than I thought.
Yeah.
For some reason in my head,
you're
I thought they.
Of David after dentist.
Who's David at? Oh, the David after dentist kid is like in pre-law or something.
Yeah, he just got accepted to college.
Yeah.
It's not pre-law, it's computer science.
Is this real life kid?
It's computer science.
Computer science? I thought he was pre-law.
You posted about it.
Did I?
Yeah.
See, this is why.
You're the one that put it out there, and now you're like, no.
As soon as you have a grandbaby, you start to lose all the cognitive abilities that you're known for. Isn't that true? Is that true? Is grandma farting on your face? Well, that's not good for audio, is it?
No. It's called a raspberry.
Raspberry, sorry. Little raspberry jam. Grandma. That'll get you in jail. You'd be in jail for that.
Oh, gosh. Shut up.
A South Jordan woman arrested today for farting on an infant's face.
Bare cheeks. Bare
neighbors cheeks were horrified. Quoted as a saying, "We thought she was a nice lady. We never expected anything like this." Authorities say.
I used to babysit my children. Who knows what happened?
That's right.
She never farted on my face.
You're so weird. Stop.
What?
Just let's end that part.
All right, we're done. Thanks, everybody, for joining us for this episode of Diary of a Cartoonist. If you want more details and more fun, good times, head on over to frogpants.com/diary. You can find the archives of the show and RSS feeds and all that stuff. And we'll see you next time. Say bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Say bye, hon.
See ya.
Thank you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.